This is VOA News. I'm McNeil. Ahead of NATO summit in Lithuania, U.S. President Joe Biden has met with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak in a planned tea time with King Charles III. Beforehand, Biden addressed the war in Ukraine and the country's push for NATO membership, which Biden says is a process. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias explains.
U.S. President Joe Biden, who appeared on CNN, lowered expectations that Ukraine would join the military alliance anytime soon.
I don't think there is unanimity in NATO about whether or not to bring Ukraine into the NATO family now, at this moment, in the middle of a war. NATO is a process that takes some time to meet all the qualifications, and from democratization to a whole range of other issues.
Discussions on how to bring Kyiv closer to joining the alliance are expected to take place during the NATO summit. Veronica Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
And Reuters' Rosanna Philpott explains why Ukraine is so determined to join now.
We will be free, strong, and of course, in need.
Ukraine argues that the security assurances given by Moscow, Washington, and London when it relinquished its nuclear arsenal to Russia in 1994 were clearly worthless. While Eastern European countries say some sort of a roadmap should be offered to Kyiv, the U.S. and Germany are wary of any move that might take the alliance closer to war with Russia. Russian President Putin has cited NATO's extension towards Russia's borders over the past two decades as a key reason for his decision to invade Ukraine.
That is Reuters' Rosanna Philpott reporting. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Kremlin spokesman said Russian President Vladimir Putin met Wagner leader Yevgeny Prigozhin days after a short-lived rebellion by the mercenary chief and his private army. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Monday that the three-hour-long meeting took place at the Kremlin on June 29th and also involved commanders from the military company Prigozhin founded. Wagner mercenaries have fought alongside Russian troops in Ukraine. Prigozhin has a long simmering conflict with Russia's top military brass, which on June 24th culminated in an armed mutiny in which he led his fighters into Russia. Prigozhin ended the mutiny after a deal was brokered for him to be exiled in Belarus. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his country could approve Sweden's membership in NATO if European nations open the way to Turkey's bid to join the European Union. Erdogan, whose country has been holding off its final approval to Sweden's NATO membership, made the comments in Ankara on Monday before departing to the alliance's summit in Lithuania. Russia's RI news agency reported on Monday that expected negotiations between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkey's president remain the only hope to extend the Black Sea grain deal that is set to expire next week. The Black Sea deal broke between Russia and Ukraine by the United Nations and Turkey in July 2022 aimed to prevent a global food crisis by allowing Ukrainian grain trapped by Russia's invasion to be safely exported from Black Sea ports. It is set to expire July 17th. A man with a knife killed several people at a kindergarten in southeastern China, according to local police.
The attack in a city in Guangdong province happened in the early morning. A news outlet, Dafeng News, cited an unidentified witness, saying the attacker's child had been earlier struck by a car of one of the teachers at the school. The witness said the teacher in question was apparently killed in attack. A 25-year-old man was arrested following the stabbing. Attacks on kindergartens in China are reported regularly. 20 children were killed in an attack in 2010, and in 2020, a school guard was accused of injuring 39 people with a knife. I'm Karen Chamas.
Heavy rains continue to pound the northeastern United States.
You can hear a concerned man as water rushed through a neighborhood in New York's Hudson Valley Sunday with a tracker video taken by Melissa Roberts.
Are you okay? Can they call your house?
At least one person was killed when she was swept away while trying to evacuate her home.
That is AP correspondent Donna Ward reporting. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.